A Haines Assembly candidate has domestic violence protective orders in the recent past. And a Haines resident runs a write-in campaign for House District 33. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. A routine court records check has found that a candidate for Haines Borough Assembly has a record of domestic violence charges. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Ryan Cook is currently the subject of a long-term domestic violence protective order that was issued in November of 2015. According to court documents, the woman who requested the order said she feared for her safety. She said Cook made unwanted visits to her home and work. KHNS does not publish names of domestic violence victims. The Haines magistrate issued a short-term and then long-term protective order. The magistrate found probable cause that Cook committed or attempted to commit coercion and harassment against the victim. Cook was ordered to stay away from the woman's house and workplace and have limited contact with her. Most of the conditions of the long-term protective order are in effect until November of this year. It wasn't the first time Cook went to court for alleged domestic violence. In 2012, Cook was charged with assault, property damage, and trespassing, three Class A misdemeanors. The charges stemmed from a February 2012 domestic altercation. Eventually, the assault and trespassing charges were dropped after Cook pled guilty to the charge of property damage. He was sentenced to 180 days in prison with 175 suspended. He was also ordered to take anger management and alcohol counseling courses. The property damage conviction came with a no-contact order. The order was later relaxed. Cook is one of six candidates running for two assembly seats. An Alaska court records review found that while other candidates have minor traffic infringements, Cook is the only candidate with more serious charges in his recent past. Cook told KHNS this week that he has undergone counseling and feels he has changed since the 2012 and 2015 incidents. He declined to be recorded for this story. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
A Haines resident and retired educator is running a write-in campaign against Alaska House Representative Sam Keto III. Libertarian William Bill McCord says he knows it's a long-shot campaign, but he wants voters to have a choice. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
McCord chose to run a write-in campaign when he found out that Keto's name would be the only one on the ballot for House District 33.
That doesn't work very well in a democratic society. So I decided to be a write-in candidate to provide a choice which I consider is a better choice.
District 33 includes downtown Juneau, Haines, Skagway, Clukwan, and Gustavus. Keto has represented the district for more than 2 years. He was appointed to the seat in early 2014 and then won election later that year. McCord is a retired teacher who has not run for public office in Alaska before. He moved to Haines about 2.5 years ago from Washington State. McCord says his main complaint about Keto is that he doesn't speak up enough on issues important to his district.
Like being much more affirmative about the marine highway system, which is very, very important to Haines.
McCord says the Alaska Marine Highway has suffered from a lack of long-term planning. He says he would advocate for exploring privatization of the system. Another of McCord's main priorities is to prevent implementation of a state income tax. That's one of the possibilities some legislators have explored to ease Alaska's budget deficit. McCord says an income tax would erode people's personal and financial privacy.
Alaska is one of the few states in the entire country that has no income tax. And that's just opening the door for all kinds of interesting things like prying into people's private lives.
What strategies does McCord favor for dealing with the state budget crisis? He says he would reluctantly support modifications to the state sales tax, but only if there was a sunset clause making the changes temporary. McCord thinks tapping into the permanent fund is an okay option, although not ideal.
I think, you know, the governor, unfortunately, he's forced with this financial crisis, and he's probably taken, you know, a reasonable approach to cutting it roughly in half.
If elected, McCord says he would resist legislative special sessions that prolong lawmakers' work.
You say, well, yeah, we got to cut the budget.
Well, you know, cutting the budget begins at home is the way I look at it. If you can't get the business done during the regular session, then you need to do some rethinking about your own behavior and your obligation to the taxpayers of Alaska.
McCord's slogan is vote fearlessly for freedom and liberty.
The first question you should always ask is, if there's a proposal by government, what you ask is, does this advance freedom or take it away?
McCord says he knows he doesn't have a strong chance of winning against the incumbent, especially as a write-in candidate. But he hopes his campaign will draw more attention to the Libertarian Party across the November 8th election ballot. And McCord is achieving his goal of giving people a choice. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
As the air gets colder and the days shorter, the Skagway tourism season is coming to a close. Overall, tourism staff says this summer was a success. The last cruise ship of the season has come and gone, and shop owners around Skagway are preparing for winter, cleaning up and closing their doors. The streets that were recently busy with visitors are quieting down.
Overall, I think our 2016 season went remarkably well.
Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director.
From the feedback that I've had from local business owners and tour operators, everybody is really pleased with the season.
Skagway saw the biggest ship it's ever seen this summer. The Royal Caribbean Explorer of the Seas made weekly visits to town and holds just over 4,000 passengers at capacity. Jennings says the new addition was a success.
It went really great. I think it was a great addition to the mix of ships that we get here, and everybody seemed to enjoy it.
The summer was not without its challenges. One day in September, two ships couldn't dock due to high winds. The Crown Princess holds just over 3,000 passengers, the New Amsterdam around 2,000.
All in all, well, that was unfortunate. I think all in all, that was really the only sort of hiccup that we had during the season.
There was also some concern going into the season about the exchange rate for Canadian tourists. The slumping Canadian dollar is about 76 cents against the stronger U.S. currency. But Jennings says it doesn't seem to have been a problem.
From the feedback that I've received from, for example, hoteliers and the restaurants and stuff, obviously being on the border, we get a fair amount of travelers just from our Canadian neighbors. But really, we didn't see much of an impact. Even in the RV parks, they were, my understanding is, you know, the long weekends that they came down, they continue to do so despite the dollar difference.
Jennings says Skagway continues to have a lot to offer visitors.
They come into this community and they see the effort that's made in maintaining our downtown historic district. And, you know, it's incredibly charming. And, you know, one of the things that we see often in our comment cards here is that the staff and, you know, the community members are incredibly friendly. And so I think that leaves an impression on our visitors and definitely when we want to leave.
She won't have hard statistics on tourism dollars and numbers of visitors until later this year. The town anticipated around 800,000 cruise ship visitors and 125,000 non-cruise ship travelers. With the last ship gone, Jennings is confident it was a strong season. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.